A conference in New York today looked at the human face of big data. Participants looked at the ability to collect, analyze, and visualize vast amounts of data in real time. WBAI's Linda Perry was there and files this report.
When some people look at data, they see numbers and then their attention fades. Others look into how data breaks down, at filters which expand and refine information to give a fuller picture of the information gathered. That's the approach scientists, data entrepreneurs, and innovators shared at the Face of Big Data conference in Manhattan today. The impetus for the gathering is Rick Smolin's latest media project called The Human Face of Big Data. It includes a smartphone app and a book of photography and infographics. Infographics are visual displays from data collected. Smolin says, now the human race has suddenly developed the ability to collect information, analyze it, visualize it, and respond to the information while it is still being gathered, an ability we've never had before. He says it sounds very nerdy and technical and geeky.
I thought it'd be really interesting to try to put a human face on this and explain how it's affecting our children's lives and our parents' lives and how it's going to sort of transform our lives going forward. This is like what the internet was in 1993, just the first year it was entering people's lives. And the book is full of very, if you picture National Geographic kind of pictures, like, well, how could you photograph data? I mean, what kind of picture could you possibly take? So we're talking about, there's a wonderful picture in the book of aging in place in America, like how technology is enabling older people to live safely in their homes. We're almost got to the point where we can actually choose to actually enhance our children's longevity or intelligence or immunity to disease. There's so many stories in the book that sort of give you goosebumps. And either, I mean, the whole book is not just yay big data. We talk about the dark side of it, about the invasion of privacy. But overall, I think that it's like watching the planet suddenly develop a nervous system.
And if you look at infographics of approximately 50,000 airplanes in the air at a given time, their trajectories look like veins spreading across the planet. Looking at Facebook users throughout the world on a NASA site called iGlobe shows a map composed of only those countries which are on Facebook. As data gets bigger, the planet seems to get smaller. Smolin sees the use of data changing and being used for social good.
Until recently, data was in the hands of the government or governments and corporations. And I think what's happening now for the first time in human history, mere mortals, ordinary people, suddenly have access to a lot of information that they can use to understand what's going on. You see it changing politics in the Middle East. You see it's changing politics here. And the fact that when a politician says something, you can actually immediately go see, is that true? Did they change their mind because they were in my city today?
Smolin says it's the media which always filtered how the public views politicians and politics, but now people have a direct way of accessing information.
If you go to Twitter right now or Facebook, there's sites dedicated to every speech that every politician gives right now. You've got a million people fact-checking for you. And what we saw today with Scott Harrison, a charity award, was so inspiring. Here's a guy all by himself who's literally sitting on his couch said, I want to do something about people in the world that don't have access to clean drinking water. And using the internet and information, it's totally changed the relationship people have with this idea of donations.
Scott Harrison is the founder and CEO of Charity Water. It's working to bring clean drinking water to people in need all over the world. Harrison says right now about 800 million people don't have clean water, and the water they do drink is making them sick.
Their ponds, their rivers, the stuff that you or I would never think of even letting our dog drink from. And it's the only sources in these poor rural communities. So we fund simple solutions, solutions like hand-dug wells, like drilling wells, spring protections, rainwater harvesting systems, biosand filters, taking surface water and cleaning it. And we've been able to fund about 6,600 projects in the last 6 years and raise over $70 million to help 2.5 million people.
Charity Water provides clean water to people in 20 countries. To avoid the pitfalls of charities who take profit or use money collected for administrative costs, they set up a system to ensure that each dollar donated goes directly into providing clean water to populations in need.
So after the work is completed, every single donor, you know, even if you only gave $7, says here's where your $7 went. 100% of the $7 because a small group of donors pays for the operating costs and the websites and even the credit card transaction fees.
Harrison says Data has changed how his organization can deliver clean water to communities and also how it monitors clean drinking wells that it sets up.
Just the fact that, you know, a handheld GPS device costs $100 is pretty cool. So you can know where you are anywhere in the world, even if you're in a remote Ethiopian village for the cost of about $100. And you know, Google Maps is free, so you can make all of this data that you're collecting public, make it transparent. We're really excited about a new project where we're going to be installing a bunch of sensors, thousands of sensors in these water projects to monitor their effectiveness, to make sure that they are continuing to serve people over time.
More information about the Clean Water Project is at charitywater.org. And for more on big data, visit humanfaceofbigdata.com and on Twitter at @humanfaceofbigdata. Participants at the conference today emphasized that even though the impact of big data is all around us, what can be seen today is only a glimmer of what is possible. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.